that they do not know. Their advancement of knowledge is so poor that if the chemicals of the seminar and over by mixture, life can be generated. So why you wait for such accident? You can combine such chemicals. Why you are waiting for the accident? For chance meeting, you can produce. That they cannot. Then how it is accident? It's like nowadays a book seminar. Book seminar is just to the cow. Nowadays, after the insemination.
Yes, they have for cows.
Huh?
They do that for cows.
But that seminar is taken from a bull.
Yes.
Why not chemically prepare and inject?
Also for humans, sometimes humans also.
Anyway, you have to take from another living being. Why not prepare the chemical? Then post it and say, yes, you are trying. Well, millions of years. The same rascal now. And who is preparing that chemical? You have to wait for millions of years. Who is preparing that chemical? Now.
Krishna.
What is there now? Who is preparing now the chemicals? Just like you are trying to prepare some chemical. So the chemical is already there, so somebody has to prepare. You have to accept. Huh? Why not?
You said once before they're spending so much money to do what has already been done. It's already been done. And
if they are trying to prepare that chemical and asking us what millions of years, but who has prepared now?
Lust.
Huh?
Lust.
No,
that is already discussed. Don't talk foolishly.
No, but the original cause.
Lusty desire, that is the theory, that's all. But the lusty desire is not the cause. The cause is the seminar.
But the lusty desire is the cause of the seminar.
That is one of the causes. There are many causes. Remote causes, immediate causes, there are many causes.
But that's the original cause.
What is that original?
That lust.
But originally for you, because you are rascal. But there is another cause before that.
But we don't see that cause. So
that is your poor fund of knowledge. You are seeing simply some immediate cause. That is your poor fund of knowledge. Cause after cause, cause after cause, that is a study. A real study. If that is the cause, then you prepare that seminar.
But we see that lust is the whole basis of this world. There's nothing beyond it.
That you see because you are lusted. That is our charge against you. You see because you are rascal. You do not know. You have no sufficient knowledge.
But scientifically...
Our charge is that if the lust is... Yes, all right, the lust is the cause and the discharge is there. So why you are waiting the discharge of a human being? Why not prepare that chemical? What is that advancement? Why you take from a man the discharge and put him in the oven like a man or animal? To prepare?
As if we take the scientist thinking like this one step further, we see that because of this thinking, they do not see, they become very confused. And then they say, God is, if there is God, He's unjust. He's not just, because...
That's all right, there is God asking. First of all, our point is this. Unjust are just two senses. First of all, we accept them.
They are analyzing the semina. They find the DNA molecules like this, but they cannot find the essence. They cannot understand the essence of it.
Yeah, that is my proposition. That the poor fund of knowledge is still there, trying to establish this is the problem.
No, we can find the essence is lust. It's simply because that as soon as there's lust, automatically there's all these other things.
But
so we don't have to make all these other things.
There's also lust.
Because automatically lust creates everything.
The scientist so is no lusty need to create
an you cannot create that such lust.
Oh yeah, I create it all the time.
And then why there is no life?
If I am a lusty scientist, then I can be lusty with a woman, or I can be lusty with the test tubes and the chemicals. The lust is there. So why is there no artificial semina? The same lust is there. Desire for profit, adoration, distinction is there. So they're a failure.
Now our proposition is nothing like this. Our proposition is that lust is the creation of everything.
So we put you in a room with a lot of lust, and you create a baby.
No, that'll happen automatically. You just put the ingredients come together automatically.
An obstinate rascal. Not only rascal, but obstinate rascal. They are only remedies too. That's all. Obstinacy. There is a story about obstinacy. Two friends were talking. One friend said, this is cut by a scissor. The another friend said, no, it is cut by knife. So then there was fight. So the friend who was talking of the knife, he was strong enough. So he captured him. He accepted that it is Caesar, otherwise I will throw him in the water. So he said, no, it is Caesar. So he threw him in the water. So when he was dying, he was doing like this. So he's obstinate. Right? It is as good as that garden here.
Sure.
Rather here there is no disturbance of outside.
Sure.
And there are so many disturbances. It is better. Theory is not theory, fact. Devanatra, you know, these things are arranged by superior management.
Actually, Prabhupada, that lust is a perverted expression of love. Krishna is creating out of love. and in the material world it becomes perverted. So in the material world, lust is the cause.
Yeah. Then the spiritual world, what is love, that is material world, lust.
Do you agree with me?
Yes, you are right, but you do not understand where that lust is coming from. That lust is perverted from Krishna.
It is perverted reflection of love. Actually, it is, they say it is love. In Sahajiyas, in Vrindavan, they have more connection with woman. If you criticize them, they say, why you have connected illicit sex? So what is wrong there? It is love. They say it is love.
What is their definition of love?
Rascals, they are all... The Sahajas will find most of them illiterate. Not a single of them is illiterate. They're so low class. Most of them, they come to Vrindavan. Why Vrindavan and many other places? Their aim is woman and money. Just like these Samis and Jogis, they come.
To the West.
Simply. The,
of course.
Ultimate goal is woman and money.
Definitely.
You may become whatever you may become. You become a Jogi, you become a Babaji, you become a Sami, but the ultimate goal is a woman and money. That's it. Very nice here. It's open. Yeah.
These rascals don't understand that lust also has its laws, and that they are under these strict laws of lust. They're thinking they're independent.
Suppose lust is, then lust between man and woman. Then this lust will cause.
It's a law in physics also. Opposites attract.
Yeah. Why? Who made the opposite?
No, that's just the natural arrangement of things.
Wagon natural.
Who arranged?
That's the complete. No, you see, that's complete. Two opposite things that like two halves of a circle.
Why? Who has made these?
But it's just eternally there. It's just, that's just the complete arrangement.
But eternally there, but why the body of a man is attracted to man and the man's body is attracted? Where is made it? Between man and man, there is no such attraction.
Yeah, but that's the complete arrangement. It doesn't have to have a
cause. As soon as you make the arrangement, there is
behind
it.
Who is the arranger?
As soon as you say arrangement.
They say it's chemistry, but then there must be a chemist.
It's the arrangement of the complete whole.
What is the complete whole? You say arrangement. The arrangement is, if there is arrangement, there is breath.
Who is the complete whole?
Arrangement is not accidental.
They say yin and yang.
I am coming here. This child can say, the arrangement was there. She can say like that. But I am unaware, no, the arrangement was there, it was made by someone.
Yeah, but for every amount of arrangement, there's a disarrangement.
Yeah, disarrangement also can be. When there is arrangement, there can be disarrangement.
So that's a complete whole also?
No. As soon as you accept arrangement, there is bliss. Either you make arrangement or somebody will.
So the complete whole also is brain and brainless.
Brain, complete whole. Purnamidam, purnamidam. Purnat purnamidacchati. That is complete. Purnasa purnamala. Purnamidavali. That is the beginning of Ishwara. We already explained. The complete. What is that complete? Complete means complete brain. That is complete. Complete means complete breath. Then Mahadasa says, he has complete breath. And Mayasa-sara-sastra-artha-su-avijna is complete, aware of everything. Therefore there is complete awareness. This is the definition of complete in awareness. Therefore, there is complete awareness. Purnat purnamudacchati. Purnat Purnam Udachati. Complete arrangement comes from the complete, Purnat. There is water. This water has come from the water stock. The arrangement is complete. Where from the water has come? It has come from another water stock. It would not pull no more. So what you call eternal, purnasa purnamadaya, purnameva visishyati. It is so complete that if you take out the whole complete, again it is complete. It supplies again completely. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was requested by one devotee that, my Lord, you have come. You take all the sinful living beings by your mercy. And if you think that is not possible, then give all their sinful reaction unto me, I shall suffer. You take it. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that this universe is just like a mustard seed in the bag of mustard. So suppose this universe is Tekna. Then what about the other? You should cover your leg.
His arguments against atheists are very convincing, and only abstinent fools can can resist it, that those fools, we cannot do anything with.
Then for them, the argumentum baculum. You know, argumentum baculum.
Is the what? Argument?
You know?
Yeah.
What is that?
That's the fourth stage in diplomatic tactics. You hit them with the stick.
That's it.
Yeah. That, for example,
for them, argumentum baculum. Murkhasya, the Sanskrit is murkhasya lattausa. It's an animal. Animal, if you give argument, no. When you say stick and beat him, then the argumentum baculum causa.
In Iran, most people accept all our philosophy fully, but they are not willing to accept authority from Krishna because they say, well, why is they cannot be convinced that Krishna is the original personality of Godhead, supreme personality of Godhead.
Then there is proof. Shastra is there, Sadhu is there, Acharya is there, other authorities are there. Just like Arjun said, that quoted Bas, Narad, Usita, Devala, all of them have accepted you, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And you are explaining yourself, therefore I have no doubt. That there is authority, Narada is authority. And there are many others. Recently, all the acharyas, Ramanujacharya, Vajracharya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we are following the Chaitanya card. But he is said when Jare Dakotare Kaha Krishna was. He likes it. Why does he say Krishna? Why does he not say that? Amaragya Guru Heya Tare Hai De Jare Dakotare Kaha Krishna. Krishna says Matta Pratanam Nanyat. There is no one superior person. And Arjuna accepted whatever you have said, it is all reasonable. Sarva means only Kangman. Whatever you have said, I accept in total. There is no cut shot. I don't like this at all. I accept it. No. Everything. Sarva means.
Basic difference still is the basic difference is that they're saying that Krishna, God, whatever you call him, the Parampara system starts from him sending a representative, and then that representative has devotees and devotees like that. But we also saying that that is true, but also there is, you could. That is true, but also we could have parampara go all the way to Krishna himself.
Okay, parampara is coming from Krishna.
In Islam, they say that God cannot come to this earth.
God will not come to this earth.
God cannot speak. God may not come. He's a very big man. But he cannot speak.
Yes, maybe he can speak. And so, he can send representatives.
He has spoken to Muhammad. So Muhammad has come. He is speaking. He said, right. So they sent. There is no need of God's coming.
Parampara, there is no.
He is Muhammad is speaking on behalf of God. Then that's all right. There is no need of God's coming.
They agree.
This is parampara.
That they agree. And they also agree that parampara is lost. they agree with that because they can see there is nobody who can represent Muhammad. There is not a single person.
Yeah.
They agree.
Yeah. No, that is everywhere.
Yeah. In every religion, it is true.
Like this, rascals. Bhagavad Gita, they explain in a different way. What Krishna says, reject it. He says something.
Very good message.
That is evident.
And the most
parampara is lost.
The most convincing argument that your divine grace is making is that we are not just talking. We are also acting. That is the big difference between our philosophy and all others. Because there are many good philosophies, but they all finish in talk.
That's right.
Perfect philosophy, but talk.
But scientists also, they're talking. But there is no practical proof.
Very fashionable.
Simply talking.
That is how we can attract people through action.
Aponi Achari Prabhu Jivere Sikha, that is the way. Nature's way out. The room, to make us comfortable, we have to run on the fun. Here we are don't require any time. So what is the advice?
Well, if it rains, we'll go back inside. If it rains, then we'll go back inside. If it rains, then we'll go back inside.
And if maybe electricity fails, you go to hell. This is not you. That is obstinate rascals are you. Everyone saw very first class. Nice jugard. Everyone is fine. So there was obstinate rascal. He has to find out some fault. And he said, yes, it is very nice. But if you keep it 3 days, it is bad. He's not thinking of the present. But he has to criticize it. And if you keep it 3 days, it will be fine. That is all right, but what you are tasting now, talk of that. When there will be rain, you have to go in the room. This is not good. This is obstinate. That's good.
But you're always saying,
talking of this. That heap, accident, and this and that, that in everywhere, that is. That I've already replied. If there is an electric failure, then it is.
But we have to plan for the future.
Because you cannot plan. That is the foolishness. That is another obstacle. Future is not in your hand. You cannot plan. That is going on. They are planning so many things for future, but it is being baffled. So many schemes, so many that. Our, in India, there is a planning commission. After independence. So whatever they did, all failure.
Exactly here.
All failure. So now it is chaos. That Guljariyan Nazla, you know?
Yeah.
He was one of the prominent members of the planning commission.
Mm.
He was very important member in the central government, home member, planning commission, president and so on. Now he is loitering on the street, coming to me to talk as an ordinary man. You have seen?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you are giving massage on the roof when you are sitting?
Yeah. Are you just trying to make some name and fame now by becoming a pious man?
He is coming to me. He was a very big man, home member, planning commission president.
Yeah, he was prime minister for about.
Yes,
2 days.
And he was also a very prominent member in the cabinet.
Mm.
And now see, so planning, you make so many plans, but it requires sanction. That planning is condemned by Prahlad Maharaj. Balasya neha saranam pitaro nisinga. Natasya chagadam mudan natamad jatuna. In this way, there is a bad. That we are planning that every parent is planning how his child will be grown, nice, educated. But it becomes different. Every father, mother plan that my child should be like this. But he is becoming happy. When there is somebody diseased, rich man, he is planning to save him. Best physician, best medicine, supply, but he's dying. So where is the value of your planning? your planning, that's all right, that's your duty. But it requires the sanction of some higher authority. That is illusion. That is your position. You may make a plan, but unless it is sanctioned by the higher authority, then it is illusion. That is practically going on.
This morning, both of the boys would like to be initiated.
Huh?
Both of these boys would like to be initiated if you would give them your mercy.
Let them.
And after the Guru Purj?
Yeah.
After the Guru.
Sure.
May I make some arrangements? May I go and...
Oh, yeah. But they should say
yes.
And have...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should be to put our mind at Krishna's feet.
Our plan should be to accept Krishna's plan. That's approved, authorized. That is very easy. Take any words of Krishna, it is very easy. What is your problem, first of all? Let's consider. Whether Krishna answers it. First of all, propose, what is your problem?
Well, my problem is that I have to have somewhere to live. I have to get something to eat.
That is my son. Yes, Krishna says, Annad Bhavanti Bhutani. Produce. Put where? You have to work because it is material work. You cannot sit idly, even if you are a very strong tiger. You don't expect that animals will come and enter your mouth. You have to work for it. This is the one. Nahi shuptasya singhasya prabhusanti mukhe migha. Suppose the lion is the king of the forest, and if he says, it is my order, I will sleep here, and all the animals may come in my mouth. The animals will urine on his face. Yes, you can pass urine on your face. You are not going to accept your work. You have to work. Practical question. Everyone has to work. This is the third nature. Avidya karma sangha anya, because here everyone is under ignorance. The punishment is he has to work for his living condition. Work is not very pleasing. He's very troublesome. But he has to. Avidya karma sangha. You have to work. Therefore, we see practically that countries who are working very diligently, they are materially prosperous. Europe, America, they work very diligently, hard, and they have got material prospects. And the Eastern countries, they are not working intelligently. From material point of view. The spiritual point of view, that is another thing.
So all I have to do is just, we just make some working arrangements.
No, that work is recommended. Our question is, how Krishna is giving instruction.
Hmm.
It's like food. Krishna says, Annadhavadhyutani. You produce Anna. Krishna never says that you produce that you. Never said.
With the same example, in the West, we've been we weren't so materially prosperous until we started industrialism. The prosperity was not there until we started our big factories.
No, no. So just like in India, there was no industry at all. Until the British period, there was no industry. Not a single. Even in Mohammedan period, there was no industry. And they were happy. There was no industry. The Mohammedans also did not know how to start industry. No. It is Western important. Largest coming in. Cottage but industry was there.
Such a high standard of living, that was not available to as many people as it is now.
When there was no industry in India, there was full of gold, jewelry, and now there is plastic.
Yeah, but now there's TV.
Huh?
Now there's TV.
TV, yes.
How can you enjoy without TV?
Yes. How can you waste your time?
Yes, and the reason they say is because we have to work so hard all day, then we have to try to forget. Watch the television.
Why should you work? If you have to forget, why should you take such nonsense? That we have to forget anything. Why not chant Hare Krishna? There even the child does not forget. He chants. Text has said that we enjoy. The more you do not forget, the more enjoy. Why should you take up something which you have to forget? This is just it.
Karmis cannot understand.
There is a story like this. The man is sitting. His friend came. Oh, why are you sitting? I do. What shall I do? Oh, what? Oh, how shall I work? Will you get money? Oh, what shall I do with the money? But then you'll be able to sit peacefully and eat. Well, I'm doing that. I'm already doing that. I'm peacefully sitting and eating. How shall I go? And what? If that is the ultimate end, that I shall peacefully sit down and eat, I'm doing that. How shall I go and what?
What about when it gets cold?
That is again if you're bringing some condition.
No,
for the present time,
it definitely will get cold.
Peacefully and I'm got to work. Why you are insisting to work?
But it definitely
is the goal to sit peacefully and eat. I'm doing that.
But I want more than that. That's boring. I want more.
Boring?
It's very boring just to sit and eat all the time.
That boring for the rascal. Otherwise, one who is intelligent, he is enjoying.
Yeah, but I mean, definitely it will get cold. There's no question that maybe if, it definitely will get cold.
Cold you will get both ways, whether you work or not work.
No. Because when I work, I have a nice house and I get a heater. Then it's warm. If I didn't work, I wouldn't have my heater. And when it gets to zero...
And then my electricity will be frozen.
Well, I have my gas heater.
So we have experience that sometimes the heater breaks and you're in more anxiety.
And there's always a coal fire as well.
No, that kind of argument can be counteracted by somebody else.
We just see practically that we're enjoying life. We can't...
Enjoy life means, even the industrialists, they go to the remote village and have a peaceful house there. That is the anxiety. How I shall live peacefully. The poorer class, the workers, they live in the city. The capitalism is good.
In Vrindavan, they came to Vrindavan, those Indian industrialists, they were so nervous, always, like this, who is here, who is also here, should I talk to him about business? Very nervous.
But variety is the spice of life.
Variety,
sometimes we want to sit,
variety.
And sometimes
it's like we enjoy variety in Prasada, and there is variety in the brothel also. Two qualities of variety is good. That's all that.
Well, sometimes we want to sit in the garden like this, and sometimes we like to be inside, and other times we like to go out to the movies.
I don't go. We do not go to the movies or to the restaurant. It is different taste. They're pretty calculated. Three kinds of men. Sattvic, Rajasic, Tamasic. The tendencies are different.
Karmis can't understand why a devotee doesn't want to go to the cinema.
They
cannot understand why a devotee would not want to go to the cinema.
So many things. They do not smoke. They do not drink. They do not go to cinema.
We're as good as dead.
Huh?
We're as good as dead.
Yes.
What happens with all these people who, like for example, myself, I can't live on a farm.
Huh?
I can't live on a farm.
Well, that does not make it in this farm.
Unfit.
You can do something like that.
I mean, I was born in a city, raised in a city, and feel very good when I'm in a city, but when I'm on a farm, I'm very disturbed. So we're all...
Rajasic. You have got Rajasic.
So when we're always...
But that means your mode of nature is Rajasic. There are three kinds of Sattvic, Rajasic, Tamasic.
So what are we going to do with all these kind of people?
That is already there, three kinds of propensity. Sattvic, Rajasic, Tamasic. So you belong to the Rajasic, that's all. So it can be conquered by Sattvic.
So we should all aim towards leaving the cities. If everyone and becomes settled.
The tendency is there. Why these bungalows are here? They do not like to live in the city. They're paying so high then. Why? The inner tendency is to live in the trees.
Dog.
Hare Krishna. Thank you.